In the name of God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen.
Amen.
Well, where do you find yourself this fortnight after Easter? Already in Galilee or wherever? Ready to move on to the next thing? Or maybe you're on the road, having missed the news, the in-between place. Now what, we might ask. We could be asking this question as individuals, could be as a parish or as a church, could be as a society. Now what? Sometimes the question is prompted by massive, overwhelming situations of loss, like the death of a person or a relationship or a career or a financial ruin. And sometimes it's just ordinary boredom and dissatisfaction. Ennui, the French call it. Like when the job or the house or the program isn't so bad, but somehow isn't what you always wanted. What about that kind of human disappointment or disillusionment? That failure to see much of a future or to have much interest in that future? The two disciples we hear about today have had the first kind of situation. Too much to take in, overwhelming. Their teacher and friend Jesus has been brutally executed by the Romans at the behest of the religious authorities. They had hoped. What a sad phrase that is, had hoped. They had hoped that he was the Messiah, the anointed one, who would usher in a new regime and bring back the glory days of Israel. Ain't happening. And what a nightmare it is, not to mention the danger. Jerusalem didn't feel safe. Who knows who might be arrested next? So they're making their way to Emmaus on foot. Now their discussion on the road wasn't a cozy chat. The words used to describe it indicate that it was animated, lively, arguing even, not a quiet, polite, intellectual exchange. And Jesus came near. Why didn't they see him? Did God make them not see him? Or is this a result of how trauma and memory work? Researchers on these things tell us that what happens in cases of terrible trauma, either something happening to oneself or witnessing something awful, is that somehow the mind gets stuck in a kind of feedback loop. Something goes wrong with the process that stores memories, and the events just keep replaying over and over and over again. And that loop crowds out everything else the person might try to think about. And a key element in resolving that trauma is to make some kind of sense of it, to find some meaning in it, put it into some context, and regain some sense of agency. But the difficult part is in such situations, we lose our words. We can't put words, and therefore we can't put concepts to what we see, what we're experiencing, so we miss what's right in front of us. Another perspective can be seen in the study of what's called inattentional blindness. The test subjects were a kind of radiology experts who read x-rays looking for nodules on the lungs. 83% of the radiologists in the study failed to see images of a gorilla that researchers inserted into the x-rays. Even though the gorilla was 48 times the size of the lung nodules they were looking for. And cameras monitoring their eye movements found out that they actually looked directly at the image of the gorilla and didn't see it. We know what we expect to see, and we quite literally don't see things that can't possibly be there. folks on the road to Emmaus just don't see Jesus. Maybe they can't because they're traumatized from the week. Or maybe they just can't see him because it can't possibly be true. When Jesus asks about their conversation, they just stand there looking sad. Finally, one tells them, maybe with a bit of sarcasm, or maybe it's the only thing he can think about, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who hasn't heard? The only one who hasn't heard about their dashed hopes, about the delirious babblings, that's a better sense than idle tale, of the women who said that morning that he's gone, he's risen. A story that just can't possibly be true. And Jesus opens the scriptures to them, gives them back the words, the concepts, the tools to make sense of it all, to make sense of himself. St. Augustine writes, the teacher was walking with them along the way, and he himself was the way. But they aren't quite there yet. When they come to the turnoff, they invite him to stay with them. Ever wonder what would happen if they just hadn't invited him? But they did. Despite the depths of their despair and their grief and their confusion, hospitality was offered. And at dinner, the stranger breaks the bread, and they know it's Jesus. And he vanishes from their sight. St. Augustine again. And because they observed hospitality, him who they knew not yet in the expounding of scriptures, they suddenly know in the breaking of bread. Somehow, some way, there was that moment of recognition. Their memories were jogged, something sparked it. Like most times of direct encounter with Christ, it's fleeting. Maybe, to use T.S. Eliot's phrase, humankind cannot bear very much reality. But there was something new, something revealed as true. Jesus' divinity is usually hidden both in the Gospels and in our lives. But over and over again, there are those flashes and intuitions, usually recognized in retrospect. And today, it's the hearts on fire. In their grief and disillusionment, when they can't see that which can't possibly be true, a stranger challenges them, opens scripture to them, makes a way for them out of their despair, out of the way that they know things work. In Jesus, God addresses them as directly as possible through the medium of relationship and shared hospitality. In the breaking of bread, Jesus is there. And these sad, bereft, fearful disciples are remembered, made again members of Christ, reminded of who they are and to whom they belong. Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter, Thomas, the two disciples on the road, all kinds of others, encountered the resurrected Christ. And we too can be witnesses. In the Holy Eucharist, we remember. The word in Greek is anamnesis. But it's more than just remembering the past. It's the opposite of amnesia. It makes real and present right now. Like the disciples on the Emmaus Road in that closed room in Jerusalem, we need this anti-amnesia, this remembering, so that we are reminded and reconvinced that it's true. That God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus, died and has been raised and is here with us now in the breaking of bread.